Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most of Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Today, I am reviewing a Netflix original that just dropped on Wednesday, I believe, called Time to Hunt. It is Korean, so I watched the dub with the subtitles. Going in, I had no idea what to expect from this title. It's listed as a crime sci-fi drama. And it's a little long at over, it's 2 hours and 14 minutes. And let me get started, because I'm a bit long-winded on this one here. So, what is this one about? A couple of young men go to pick up their friend from prison. Turns out he's just done 3 years for a robbery they were all in on, but he got caught helping the others escape. Now, while in prison, he came across this man that will sell him a legitimate business on some beautiful island for $200,000. Now, they had a bunch of money stashed away, but this is the future where paper money is pretty much worthless. The exchange rate is horrible. So desperate to get out of their poor living conditions and start this new life, the newly released criminal comes up with this scheme to rob a casino. One more big score so they can leave town and get this job and live happily ever after. So he sold that to them. His friends are concerned about who they are robbing, but he convinces them that it's just some small-time local gangsters, nothing to really worry about. After the job is done, he finds out he couldn't have been more wrong about who they just robbed. And that's where I'm going to stop, because from there, basically, they need to survive and get away from this trained killer who is hunting them down. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 65% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 57%. So it just missed out on a fresh rating from the audience. Honestly, not sure what they were looking at on this one, but more of that later. But what did I think? Well, let's get started with these positives. And I have to talk about the character building here, which was actually really good. Definitely had a sense of who our protagonists were, their backgrounds, how they, you know, what drove and motivated them. Usually don't get this kind of character development in these kind of movies. They kind of just gloss over, give you a little bit, and then they just get into it. I actually cared about everyone in this group and what happened to them, what was going to happen, and what ultimately did happen. This was a mashup of genres, more than actually what was listed there. This is actually a heist movie as well, since we get the whole plan of the heist. We work through the details, we see them pull it off, which most of these movies, the plans are so convoluted and ridiculous, it's unbelievable that they actually pull it off. Here, it was pretty straightforward and it made sense, completely grounded in reality. They weren't these elite super soldiers or anything like that. They didn't all of a sudden gain a bunch of skills that they didn't have before. And they stayed consistent in this movie and they never broke that at all. And that is something that these movies always get wrong. They always have the person all of a sudden, or the people all of a sudden, get some kind of super skills that there's no way they would have had that before. They didn't do that here. So they did an excellent job with that. They also did a really good job at building these intense moments. One such scene that comes to mind, he tries to call his friend while he's in a bar, and his cell phone rings. There's no one there. He calls back and hears breathing, but he also hears the background noise from the bar. Now, I don't want to spoil how that scene plays out, but there are a lot of moments in this movie that are pulled off at a really high level. Whoever this director is, I really like his style. And there's this unexpected twist as well about our killer. And the ending for me was very satisfying for the most part. But let me get to these negatives, because it's not perfect. I mentioned it's a mashup of genres. First of all, there was no sci-fi, so I'm going to put that in the negative because I read the listing and it said sci-fi. Other than, you know, future money not being worth anything, there really weren't any science fiction elements here. This easily could have taken place today. It was a little bit too heavy on the drama side. While I appreciated most of the story and the character building, it was a bit long-winded at times. Well, And that kind of turned it into a slow burn, which doesn't fit this style of movie. They would make a point about a scene where you would get it, like, okay, I understand, let's move on. But they would continue for another few minutes and just take it down and bring the energy level that was there way down, and they would bring it down even more before they ramp it back up, which, again, that doesn't fit this style of a hunt chase movie. And there are these dream sequences that they really didn't need. I mean, there was like one that they could have left in, but the rest of them, they really could have lost that. And like I said, I like the consistency of our characters being complete amateurs. Now, the professional killer that's hunting them, he is scary. He's way out of their league. And they do a good job of showing the skill gap between the two. In fact, they do too good a job, because the movie should have ended like an hour into it. However, he does something very unprofessional. Spoiler free, but it coincides with the title. I just don't think he would have done that being who they set him up to be, with this super professional guy who, you know, gets the job done. They really should have written a legitimate reason to continue the pursuit. That, other than what they actually did here, which is a little bit cliched. That's probably one of the biggest things I had an issue with. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Yes, I did. I put this one right at a 75% on the Rotten scale. Now, outside of the minor flaws I mentioned, the biggest one is the editing. There's no reason for this to be over 2 hours. If they cut this down and the story was a little bit tighter, I would have scored this much higher. The story is basic. The message is pretty simplistic. However, the character development, the way they built the tension, the suspense, and had some nice little action set pieces here too that weren't super over the top. All that stuff goes a long way. And what's funny here is I reviewed Ambulance, a much bigger budget Michael Bay heist movie. Go check that out. Shameless plug. That was the last episode. With all these explosions and drone shots and big name actors and all of that, this movie on a much smaller budget is far superior to the Michael Bay one. In fact, there's no competition, really. If you have to choose between going to the movies and paying full price for Ambulance and or staying at home, turn on Netflix and watching this movie, this one easily wins that competition. Even though I did give the Michael Bay movie a positive review for the most part. Yeah, there's really no comparison here. Definitely check this one out if you are into this genre of movie. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out all my social media stuff. Definitely, and again, plugging my TikTok here, I just started my new series on TikTok that I'm not doing over here. It's my top three horror anthology movies of the 80s. Now, keep in mind, like I said, just the 80s. So, yeah, like I said, there's a list going on over there. You're not going to get that here. So, go over to my TikTok and check that out. Thank you once again for support. I appreciate it. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.